This is episode 2226 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and welcome back to day five. We are midweek in our series, and I wonder how you're doing with your quest this week. If you're new here, every week we do a challenge where you go on a quest to take you a little more deeply into today's theme. Well, on day five of our theme to manage stress triggers, you're going to be guided in a meditation to focus on one of the biggest stress triggers out there, and that is how to manage stress from a job loss or loss of any status having to do with how you view your self-image. So this could even do with a volunteer position, or if you go to school, not participating in a sport or activity or something where you gain a lot of value and a source of your identity. So your challenge is to look for the opportunities in regard to stress. There's usually a hidden silver lining that you may not notice right away because you could be so absorbed in managing your stress. But in hindsight, when the dust settles, you can usually find opportunities that weren't there before. Even if you had to learn a hard lesson, you've gained so much value, and that makes you a little wiser. And it also usually requires you to reach out for additional resources that you may not have had previous to the particular stress you're experiencing. Today, with the coronavirus, many people have changed the way they work, or if you're a student out there, the way you go to school. You might not be able to go to the meetings where people looked up to you, or take part in a sport where you stood out and you gained so much value from being on a team. Many of you have reached out to let me know you feel like you're going through a bit of an identity crisis. I want to share a message from a fellow meditator. This is from Kim, who's reaching out from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And Kim says that she is stuck at home. She says that even though many people tell her how lucky she is that she's able to finally work from home, she feels like it's a big loss in her life. She says, "When I wake up in the morning, I don't feel that same urge to get up and start my day. I feel a sense of dread, feeling stuck at my makeshift desk in my home. I miss seeing my colleagues. I even miss things such as the rickety chair at work and the coffee maker that never worked correctly. I miss connecting with people. I realize how much of a sense of identity I gained from simply being in a different location. I felt like when I would go to work that I was up to something important, that I had a mission, that I mattered. And now I feel like I live in the shadows." Thank you so much, Kim, for your honesty and for sharing your heart in this message. I think we all feel a little like we're living in the shadows because we're trying to be so careful with the coronavirus. I take a walk at least once a day where I live, and I was just noticing the other day how it now seems normal to see someone approaching and to distance myself as far as I can from the person. So this is definitely a different way of life that we're living. And even if we're out there among people, we're still, most of us, being careful, trying to distance ourselves as best as we can. So that's what this episode is all about. And as you're guided in today's meditation, I'm going to guide you to feel a sense of opportunity or freedom. If you're experiencing a loss of status or a sense of feeling as though you're not able to be fully who you are. So as you get ready to settle yourself down and meditate, sit up straight and close your eyes, keeping them slightly elevated upward. Begin to notice where you hold tension in your body. See if you can breathe into these areas of tension. You may feel some release. Now bring to mind a loss or any loss of status or self-doubt you might be experiencing. And as you reflect on this, breathe and allow yourself to accept how you feel right this moment. Now visualize yourself floating down a river, being supported by the water with the ever-changing currents and waves beneath you. Yet you still remain afloat above the surface of the water. You may notice as you float gently down a river, obstacles such as fallen logs or big boulders. You easily maneuver yourself around these obstacles. And as you meander, you notice different scenery along the shores of the bank of the river. The ever-changing scenery is like the scenery of your life changes. While you continue to keep in the current of the river, you begin to connect to the flow of your life. Continue visualizing yourself floating, being open to the current of your life. You are so worth slowing down for.